Are you being yourself?
How am I not myself?
How am I not myself?
Myself.
How am I not myself?
How am I not myself?
In a long time forgotten, when darkness cloaked the lands and whispers of the otherworldly echoed through the night, I found myself entangled in the realm of occult magic. It was a tale of ancient powers and forbidden rituals. One that would forever etch itself into my very being. Deep within the depths of an ancient forest, a weary traveler stumbled upon an arcane rite being performed by a mysterious figure. The air crackled with energy as the chant pierced the silence, casting an ethereal glow upon the gathering. Shadows danced and swirled, as if obeying the whims of the enigmatic sorcerer. From my perspective, I stood at the edge of the clearing, my heart pounding in my chest as curiosity overpowered caution. The scene unfolding before my eyes was both mesmerizing and terrifying. Hooded figures stood in a circle, their voices blending into an entrancing melody. I watched in awe as symbols glowed brightly, etching themselves into the very fabric of reality. Their incantations reached a crescendo, and the ground trembled beneath me. With a flourish of the sorcerer's hand, a portal materialized, revealing a world beyond imagination. The very essence of occult seemed to be alive in that moment, beckoning me forward into its depths. I knew not what would await me beyond that portal, but the lure of arcane knowledge called to my soul. Would I dare venture forth and embrace the mysteries that lay beyond? The choice was mine. It was mine to make. A leap of faith into the realms of occult magic. And as I stood on the precipice of the unknown, the allure of the occult magic grew stronger, like a siren's song pulling me deeper into its enchanting embrace. With a resolve born of equal parts curiosity and trepidation, I stepped through the portal, and I found myself in a realm unlike any I had experienced. The world on the other side was bathed in an ethereal glow, as if every breath was infused with magic. The air crackled with unseen energies, weaving intricate patterns that danced upon the horizon. Strange creatures flitted about, their forms shifting and morphing with every passing moment. I walked cautiously through this mystical realm, surrounded by the kaleidoscope of colors. The very fabric of reality seemed malleable, responding to the whims of the arcane forces that permeated the land. Mythical beasts with gleaming wings soared overhead, while whispering trees offered cryptic advice. As I traveled this strange landscape, I met an ancient seer who spoke in riddles and rhymes, much like the sky jasper. They shared tales of forgotten prophecies and secrets hidden within the fabric of time. The seer guided me to a scared grove, bathed in the moonlight, where the spirits of the past and future converged. Oh, in that enchanted grove, I witnessed a ritual of cosmic proportions. The line between the seen and the unseen blurred as the practitioners summoned forces beyond comprehension. Another worldly being materialized before me. Yes, it's from both beautiful and terrifying, a manifestation of pure occult magic. Amidst the swirling energies, I could feel the weight of the ancient knowledge beckoning, enticing me to delve further into the mysteries that unfolded before my eyes. Would I have the courage to embrace the secrets of the occult magic and face the consequences of wielding such power? Stay tuned, subscribe, and you'll find out, because all that and more here at Where the Sidewalk Ends. My name's Jasper. Thank you for listening, and please share. Have a great day. To be continued. As I gazed into the eyes of the otherworldly being, a surge of adrenaline mixed with trepidation, it coursed through my veins. Its voice resonated in my mind like a celestial choir whispering forbidden truths. It offered me a choice to embrace the path of darkness or to harness the occult magic for the greater good. The air grew heavy with anticipation as the being's words hung in the air, a delicate balance between temptation and morality. The fate of worlds danced on the precipice, awaiting the weight of my decision. Would I succumb to the allure of power, or would I find the strength within to use it judiciously? I stood at the crossroads of destiny, torn between the whispered promises of untold power and the weight of responsibility that lay heavy upon my shoulders. The choice was mine, and mine alone, to make. Could I resist the irresistible pull of the occult magic's darker nature? And stay true to the path of light? Could I? In the end, I chose a path paved with caution and balance. I reached out to the being, my hand trembling, and made the pledge to wield the occult magic for the betterment of all. It accepted my decision with a nod, its form flickering briefly before dissolving into the essence of the mystical realm. With newfound knowledge and responsibilities, I returned to the realm of mortals. Forever changed by my encounter with the occult, I became a guardian of ancient wisdom, a beckoning of light amidst the sea of darkness. The tale of my exploits and the legacy of occult magic spread far and wide, inspiring future generations to explore the boundaries of the unknown. The story of the occult magic and its impact on my life serves as a reminder that within the realm of myths and legends lies a vast array of paths of awaiting discovery. Embracing the mysteries of the past can unlock the potential of the future, forever weaving enchanting tales into the tapestry of time. In the wake of my encounter with the occult magic, my journey took me to distant lands, where I encountered other individuals, touched by the mystic forces that shaped our world, from the Norse realm of Asgard to the enigmatic temples of ancient Egypt. I unraveled the threads of folklore, myths, and legends that intertwined with the practice of occult magic. Each step of my odyssey led me to new realms of existence, where my path intersected with legendary figures and mystical creatures. I witnessed the foregoing of Avalanche, the mighty hammer of Thord, birthed through the fiery heart of a fallen star. I beheld the resurrection of Osiris, and ancient rituals revitalized that once lifeless god. From the first time I found myself in the forbidden chambers of the forgotten pharaoh, who whispered secrets of the pyramids and their connections to celestial energies, into the sages of Fae, learning the intricate language of the Sith, and how to navigate their ever-shifting realms. The occult magic interwoven within the tales became my guiding light. As I wandered through the hidden groves and transversed treacherous canvases, I encountered companions whose destinies were entwined with mine. And together, we pieced together fragments of ancient text and deciphered cryptic symbols, unearthing long-lost spells and incantations that held incredible power. In times of peril, we were tested by malevolent forces seeking to claim the secrets were guarded. But we guarded them, yet with the strength of our unity and the knowledge bestowed upon us by the occult, we triumphed over darkness time and time again. The legacy of my journey lives on, whispered of folklores and legends, whispered in hushes, voices reminding all who hear the unity between humanity and the mystical. It is a testament of the infinite possibilities that reside within the world of myths and enduring the power of occult magic. That is where the sidewalk ends. Now you get it. Got it. Good. If you didn't know, now you do. Bitch.
When you eventually see through the veils to how things really are, you will keep saying again and again, this is certainly not like we thought it was.
Oh, thank you.